请大家来看圣经《约翰福音》第三章。
Let us first turn to Bible, John chapter
3. 约翰福音第三章第八节。
John chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰福音第三章第八节。
John chapter 3, verse 8.
风随着一直吹，你听见风的声音呢，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
这里是有人问主耶稣如何来重生。
Here, someone have asked Jesus, how do we be reborn, born again?
那就是要从水和圣灵重生。
And Jesus said, it is through the water and the Spirit.
所以主耶稣就很巧妙的用风来比喻做圣灵。
And Jesus used wind prefigures the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣的意思就是告诉人们这个肉体跟圣灵是不一样的两回事。
And he is also to tell the people that our physical body is different from the spirit.
那我们若是要重生，能够看见神的国的话，必须要按着圣灵的带领。
And if we want to be born again into the kingdom of God, we need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那怎么来按照圣灵的带领呢？
And how do we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵是看不见神的灵。
Holy Spirit is cannot be seen. It is the Spirit of God.
就像风一样。
Just like wind.
那不是我们去控制神的灵。
It is not that we can control the Spirit of God.
也不是我们去控制风的走向。
Nor can we control the direction of the wind.
风往哪里走，我们没有办法去控制，我们不知道它下一步将要怎么吹法。
There is no way for us to know where the wind will blow and how it will blow.
所以就好像圣灵在带领我们也是一样。
Just like the Holy Spirit guiding us, it's the same.
我们也不能够去控制它。
That we cannot control the Holy Spirit.
我们也不了解说它下一步将要怎么来带领我们的脚步。
Nor do we understand what is the next step that how the Holy Spirit will guide us.
所以我们就只好顺从它的带领。
And therefore we need to follow and be submissive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那在旧约时代呢？圣经经常用云柱、火柱来代表圣灵的带领。
In the Old Testament, they often use the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire to represent the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那当时也是一样的，云柱、火柱走他们以色列百姓就跟着起营，就行走。
Because at the time when the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud moves, then the Israelites follows.
那云柱、火柱停下来他们就在那里安营。
And when the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire stops, then they will the Israelites will camp there.
那安营了数天以后我们知道走路走了好几天，当然大家也会觉得很累希望能够安顿下来。
And of course, after many days of journey, they are all very tired. They wanted to settle down.
可能当时的人们就觉得说，不要再走路了，不要再走路了，已经很累了，要走到什么时候？
And maybe the Israelites may be grumbling that let's not continue to go on. Let's not move anymore. When can we stop and settle down?
这种不安定的生活几时了？
And this kind of unsettled lives is very treacherous to them.
可能隔天，云柱火就要开始行走了。
But then, in a couple of days later, maybe the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud start to move again.
可能他们有很多不愿意。
Maybe there are a lot of Israelites were reluctant to move again.
大家都认为在这里已经那么好了，为什么还要再继续行走？
They may feel that wherever they are, it's already a good place. They don't want it to move again.
但是神的意思就是要让大家能够无条件的顺服圣灵的带领。
But the will of God is for everyone to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
其实我们看以前神对以色列百姓的带领都是经过特别查看、特别去选的好地方。
And if we look at the Old Testament, the places that God have selected for the Israelites is especially good, especially chosen.
然后用他的方法把以色列百姓带领到那个地方。
And through his method that God will guide the Israelites to that place.
我们请看以西结书二十章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 20. Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 6.
第六节。
Verse
6. 二十章第六节。
Ezekiel 20 verse 6.
那日我向他们起誓，必领他们出埃及地。到我为他们查看，啊，请注意这个两个查看。到我为他们查看的牛栏与民之地，那地在万国中是有荣耀的。
Oh, on that day, I raised my hand in an oath to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt into a land that I had searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, the glory of all lands.
啊，虽然当时以色列百姓可能觉得，哎，这个地方已经不错了，为什么还在继续往前走了
？Maybe the Israelites already are content with the places that they were at, but why do they wanted to move again?
但是神对他们的目的，神对他们的计划是要带领到一个更好的地方。
But God's plan is to bring them to a place that is flowing with milk and honey.
啊，那个地方是神自己亲自查看过的。
And that place is where God have searched out for them.
那个是牛奶与蜜的地方，那个是有荣耀的地方。
It is a place that flowing with milk and honey and glory of all lands.
可是当时在旷野的以色列百姓可能不明白。
But the Israelites who were journeying in the wilderness, they may not understand that.
因为还没有人到过那个地方啊。
Because then none of them have ever stepped foot in this land of milk and honey.
啊，就是到了那个地方，可能有的人也不认为。
Even when they reach that land, they still may not understand what does it mean by a land flowing with milk and honey.
但是跟神站在一边的人就会顺从圣灵的带领，因为他们体察到神的心意。神的心意，他是透过查看，认为那个是对他们最好的地方。
But those that walk with God, they will understand that guidance of God because they know that God have searched out this land for them.
所以在我们人生的旅途上
，So in our lifelong long journey,
那可能我们觉得已经目前生活已经不错了
，That we may be content with the life that we have today.
啊，不用再动了。
That we don't need to move again.
我们教会的圣工已经可以了。
That our church's holy work is good enough.
那不需要再努力的。
We don't need to make any more further efforts.
那就保持现状就可以。
That we could just maintain what we have today.
那可是神的计划并不是这样子。
But God's plan is not so.
那为什么我们要顺从无条件的随意啊？顺从圣灵随意的引导呢
？Why do we need to be submissive and to to let the Holy Spirit guide freely.
啊，有几个原因哈。
啊 ，there are a couple of reasons.
啊，第一个原因。
One first.
因为保罗哈，透过他信仰的路程啊，他就得到一个这样的结论。
Through the journey of faith, in Paul's journey of faith, he came to this conclusion.
那保罗他也熟读旧约时代的历史故事。
He have read through all the history of Old Testament.
啊，所以他就要做一个总结。
So he made a conclusion.
他说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That all things be submissive to the Lord, that we are all benefit by the Lord.
那换句话说，没有一件事情是单独的或是偶然的。
So nothing is coincident.
我们人生啊，做这每一件事情的结合。
Because everything is is under the guidance of God.
啊，从出生哈，包尿布，到长大。
From when we were born to when we grew up,
啊，然后呢就去上小学
啊 ，to go and then enter elementary school,
然后继续啊要上大学
，to continue to college,
啊，毕业找工作结婚
，after they graduate, they look for a job and get married,
啊，慢慢的也要有个家庭啊，生孩子啊，一直啊到了年纪大了退休了
，build their own family and then they start to grow old and retire.
所以我们回头去看一看。
So if we look back,
啊，这当中所发生的每一件事情都是有相关联的。
All things that have happened during this time in our journey, are relative to each other.
啊，虽然我们当时可能不 觉得嘛，那是最好的。
Maybe at the time we may not think that that is the best thing for us.
但是我们现在走过来看，都是神的旨意。
But however, after we have gone through it, now we look back and we see the guidance of God.
因为我们要理解一点。
Because we have need to understand one point.
在神的眼中啊，没有所谓的好坏。
That in the eyes of God, there is no good or bad.
在人的眼中才有所谓的好与坏。
Only in our eye.Only in our point of view that we see good and evil.
我们看神创造天地的时候，看的都是很美好的。
Because when God created the world, he see everything is good.
神甚至也创造沙漠。
He even created deserts.
那谁喜欢沙漠呢？
Who likes desert?
沙漠不能够居住，不适合人居住啊。
Because desert is not inhabitable.
那里在人的眼中看起来是不好的。
But in the eyes of men, that desert is a bad place.
可是在神的眼中看，没有沙漠也不行啊。
But in the eyes of God, God sees desert is good.
啊，现在很多人呢、啊，为了要抢地方，就是砍树来建造房子，来开辟更多的土地。
So now man is chopping down trees to expand more land for buildings.
那在神的眼中看起来很好啊。
In the eyes of God, it is good.
可以创造收入啊。
That we could increase revenue.
创造就业啊。
That we could create jobs.
把这些开辟的土地来种粮食，增加粮食的生产。
That we could grow crops and increase revenue.
所以可能在人的眼中看起来是好的。
That in the eyes of men, that this is good.
但是在神眼中看起来是不好啊。
But in the eyes of God, it is not good.
所以在神眼中啊，没有所谓好跟不好，因为不好的话，神也可以使它当为好。
So in the eyes of God, there's no good or bad. Everything is in His sight is good.
甚至于神可以使无变为有。
Even to an extent that he could create something from nothing.
啊，使死人变得复活。
That he could resurrect the dead.
所以圣经说万事互相效力。
Then therefore, Bible says everything works works together.
啊，但是呢，是叫爱神的人得益处。
But only those that love God will be benefited.
这苦难的本身呢，并不一定会使一个人更成长。
So suffering may not necessarily make someone grow.
为什么有的人在苦难当中，他永远啊走不出来？
Why is it some people that are suffering and they cannot come out of that suffering?
因为他没有爱神。
Because they do not love God.
因为圣经说互相效力只是叫爱神的人得到益处了。
That everything works together for those who love God, to benefit those who love God.
啊，苦难呢会使一个人更觉得苦毒啊。
So sometimes suffering may make someone more suffering.
但是对那些爱神的人就有益处。
But however, for those who love God, then it will benefit them.
而且神的目的啊，就是要人啊专注在神的身上。
Because God wants us to focus on Him.
啊，不要只是注意在别人身上，也不要注意在自己所遭遇的环境。
Not to focus on other people or to focus on our environment.
所以神是值得相信的。
Therefore, God is one that we worthy for us to believe in.
因为他是叫万事啊互相效力的。
Because he makes all things to work together.
所以每一件事情都是要互相扣在一起的。
Therefore, everything is interconnected.
那可能我们现在是处在这个阶段。
So maybe we are in this point.
那这个阶段过了以后
，And after this point,
我们就是继续爱神。
We continue to love God.
继续与神的计划来配合。
To continue to work and work according to the plan of God.
那这个阶段过去以后，就充满着神的祝福。
Then after this point, then we will see the blessings of God.
那么第二个理由，我们要任凭圣灵啊随意的带领。
Second reason that we need to let the Holy Spirit freely guide us.
啊，就是凡事都要定期啊，万物都要定时。
That everything has its time.
最主要的是在乎当时的机会。
Especially the opportunity that it presents.
春天有春天的美。
That springtime, there is a beauty in springtime.
那大家都很喜欢春天。
That we love springtime.
但是一年四季都是春天的话，这个大地它也不能够产生正常的运作啊。
But if we have springtime the throughout the entire year, then there's no the earth will not run properly.
所以有些时候必须要冬天。
And therefore, sometimes we need winter.
我经常在想说啊，住在东部还是住在中部的人呢，非常辛苦，因为冬天哦经常会下雪。
I always thought that you know, people that live in the East Coast or in the Midwest, the winter time is very laborious for them.
但是其实冬天很美呀。
But in reality, winter is very pretty.
因为夏天啊，就充满着很多各种不同的细菌。
Because in the summer, you see a lot of germs.
那冬天就把这些细菌啊冻死。
And in the winter time, it freezes all these germs and freezes them to death.
因为在那种很寒冷的气温之下，这些细菌就不容易存活。
Because in this winter time, these germs cannot live.
所以这个生态的环境就是必须要到冬天。
And therefore, there is a cleansing of winter of the environment.
所以神啊，并不保证我们天空啊，每一天都是蓝色的。
And therefore, God would not have us to have blue skies every day.
有的时候也会有暴风雨呀。
Sometimes we will have storms.
那暴风雨来就是把这一些尘土啊，树叶上的尘土啊，都洗干净，所以让您。
Sometimes these storms, these rainstorms, will come and wash clean the earth. So when God allowed these storms to come into our life, it is to wash away these dirt in our heart. These dirt is actually accumulated day after day.
当累积到一个程度以后
，and after a certain degree，
就很难去除掉。
It is hard to get rid of these dirt。
那个时候一定要到疾风暴雨来洗净，才能够洗得掉。
Need to have a strong storm to wash away, wash clean these sediments。
所以苦难呢，对于神、对基督徒来说是非常有意义的。
So these storms is actually beneficial to the Christians。
所以就是圣灵把我们带到苦难里头。
And it is the Holy Spirit that brings us into these sufferings.
我们只要是一个爱神的人。
So if we love God,
其实在那个时候也是要感谢主的。
That during that kind of time, suffering, we need to thank God.
所以传道书中说啊，在患难的时候我们必须要思考。
And therefore, in Ecclesiastes, it says that in tribulation, we need to ponder. We need to think.
我们一定要把这个转换成为喜乐，把这个转换成为力量。
We need to transform that tribulation into joy, into strength.
因为凡事都有定期。
Because everything has its time.
那第三个原因。
The reason.
神的意念呢，高过人的意念。
God's will is higher than man's will.
我们请看以赛亚书的五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节。
Isaiah 55 verse 8.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节。
Isaiah 55 verse 8.
第八节，神说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。”第九节。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。那当然，
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than yours.
当然，天跟地的距离啊，是很难用任何的仪器来衡量。
Now, of course, the height of heaven compared to the earth is very hard to measure with any instruments.
所以天跟地的差别不是量的差别。
So therefore, the difference between the sky and the earth is not just the difference of the light.
而是质啊质的差别。
Oh, it's not the quantity, but the quality.
所以神的意念啊，在质上是优于我们人的意念。
And therefore, God's thought is higher than man's thoughts.
而不是在乎说我们人有多少的方法。
Rather, it doesn't matter how much methods we could come up with. Whether or not these methods actually have the life of God in there.
所以神的意念都是让我们有成功、有盼望的意念。
Therefore, God's thought is often for us to be successful, for us to have hope.
所以我们现在目前的环境是非常艰苦。
So maybe that we are in a tribulation right now.
但是在那个时候，我们内心一定要有这个信仰，我们要信仰，一定要坚信，有这个信念。
In this tribulation, in our heart and our soul, we need to have this belief.
我们必须要相信神的意念是高过人的意念。
To believe that God's thought is higher than man's thoughts.
要现在目前的情况，目前我们的环境。
Maybe the situation that we're in right now.
只是他的计划之一。
Maybe it is part of God's plan.
那我们必须要去面对它。
Then we need to face the situation.
所以我们有这种的理解以后，我们就能够发出赞美感恩。
Once we have this understanding, then we are able to thank God and praise God.
所以这个就是为什么保罗跟希拉他们在监狱里头还能够发出赞美的声音。
And this is why Paul and Silas were able to praise God in prison.
因为他们就是像传道书里面所写的，在患难的时候你们要思想。
Because just like the book of Ecclesiastes says that in tribulation you need to think.
把患难转换成一股喜乐的来源，喜乐的力量。
To transform this tribulation into a joy, into a strength.
保罗跟希拉他们可以做得到。
Paul and Silas were able to accomplish that.
因为他们理解神的意念高过人的意念。
Because they have the understanding that God's thought is higher than man's thoughts.
他们知道凡事都有定期。
And they know that everything has its time.
他们知道万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
They understand that all things work together to benefit those who love God.
所以在患难当中，仍然能够享受神所赐的平安。
And therefore, during tribulation, they are still able to enjoy the peace from God.
好，我们因为时间关系，我们在归校祷告哈，然后也顺便为了信徒会来祷告。
So we will now do our concluding prayer and pray for the general congregation meeting.